Could robots be better at keeping us to our health and lifestyle goals than all those apps and wearable devices? One Queensland researcher is looking into that question. Nicole Robinson from the Australian Centre for Robotic Vision is showcasing her idea at the International Conference of Robotics and Automation, where she explained the concept to our reporter Rachel Mealy.
So I'm looking at social robotics. I'm really interested in the way that a social robot, which is a robot that can communicate and interact with people, might be able to provide some kind of beneficial help, support, or encouragement for people with different tasks.
Tell me about the research that you've set upon and what do you hope to find out?
So I'm really interested in finding new ways to encourage people to think about their healthcare and go about a healthcare plan. So originally there's a lot of different digital health programs that you can do either online or through your smartphone, but I was really interested in whether a social robot could help provide that healthcare program. So as a part of my thesis work, I looked at being able to program a social robot to have a healthcare conversation with someone to see whether that could encourage health behaviour change.
As soon as you say social robot, I think of the Jetsons. Am I on the right path?
We did use something that looked humanoid in nature. So we used a Now robot from SoftBank Robotics in Japan. And we decided to go with that because it's a nice, friendly, childlike. It's only about 57 centimetres tall, very animated in its gestures and voice. So it was a really nice model to be able to use so people would feel okay and comfortable talking to a robot about things.
We are all used to entering our data into a normal computer in a situation like this when we're asked about our health choices and our lifestyle choices. Why do you think there might be a difference in talking to a humanoid robot?
So there are a lot of ways that you can do, for example, calorie tracking or writing diaries. Sometimes they don't always work to the best that we would like them to. Different things get in the way, or it makes us more aware than when we slip off the path at all, then we may not feel accountable to have to go back. So we're trying to look a bit further than just calorie counting or writing down in journals, and we feel that having a conversation, especially one that's carefully designed to elicit motivation and thoughts about change, might be more helpful for encouraging people to continue on with a behaviour change and particularly getting through those tricky times. So if you're tempted to do a behaviour that is different to what your outcome goal is, so for example you want to sleep in for the next weekend when you wanted to do more physical activity, is there a way that having that conversation and plan help you to overcome different times that events in your life happen, and it's just a little bit tricky to stay on track?
So in what forum do you foresee a healthcare robot like this being used?
At the moment, it's still very much an experimental use. So we could see it used in potentially hospital clinics or any kind of other healthcare clinics, just adjunct to what treatment is already being provided. So if people wanted a little bit of extra support, or they wanted to have a bit more of a conversation around the healthcare that they're already receiving, we see this as a really interesting way to be able to test that, make sure that people are receiving good changes and are happy to use the program and it's suited to people's needs, and then perhaps we could see where that might go in the future.
That's Nicole Robinson from the Australian Centre for Robotic Vision speaking to Rachel Mealy.